Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Bachelor Blab. I'm Jackie Maroney.
I'm Erin McNaught.
And it is Fantasy Suites.
You really tricked me. I thought you weren't going to say hello, hello.
Oh, well, I did. Well, because I don't know what else to say. Hey, guys.
No, I like hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Gets me pumped up.
Does it?
Yeah, as much as you possibly could for this
season of The Bachelor. For talking about The Bachelor. Yeah. We're not going to lie to you, listeners. It's been a rough one, and I'm not really sure. I mean, I guess I am sure why. I think Peter has been a problematic bachelor in a lot of ways, but, like, is that anything new? It's like, we hated Ari. At least I hated Ari.
Or I stopped watching Ari's season because I didn't like it so much.
Colton, I don't think, was a good bachelor. So what is it with me now having these high expectations when Peter is equally as disappointing?
That is a very fair point. I am now trying to think back if there has... Because who was before Ari?
Nick.
Nick I did like. Nick was...
I actually didn't watch the season in real time.
Nick I was fine with until the end because I didn't really like Vanessa, but...
Right.
Nick was fine. And then who was before... And then we had, like, Juan Pablo in there. He was terrible. Chris Soules was, like, not that great.
Yeah.
Guys, I think we found the problem, and the problem is that The Bachelor is not a good show. Bachelorette, great.
Yeah.
Bachelor, kind of terrible.
Well, because they just keep picking these guys that are so...
Are either... Oh, you
not
know what?
Ready.
Ben Higgins' season was good. That was a good season. And Sean Lowe's season was really good. Those are the two standouts of the men. But for the women, I mean, I can list many more that I enjoyed a lot more. So I think that that's
interesting. Yeah, well, Hannah Brown. Who else did it? I thought Becca was boring, though. Like, I didn't think Becca's season
was good. Either.
So.
Caitlin Bristow was great.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Rachel was great.
Yeah.
Andy Dorfman's season, I liked. People are like to hate on Andy, but I liked her season. Emily Maynard, queen. Amazing.
So, the women.
Desiree, I liked her season. Shout out to Des. Like, there's people, the girls are good.
Well, because I think the girls just know what they want. But then at the same time, there are men in the world who know what they want and can be, like,
nice
bachelors. Like,
guess what? Those men are married.
It's true.
Those men aren't going on The Bachelor. That's the problem.
Yeah. So, I don't know.
Anyways.
Yeah, and this episode made me more frustrated with Peter and just kind of, like, I don't really feel invested in...
I could care less.
...where he's going to end up just because I don't feel... That's the thing, is, like, I don't feel like he's ready for any of this. He's not ready to settle down. He's not ready for marriage. So it's like, I don't care who he picks at the end because you know it's going to be a short-lived little relationship and then he'll just move on. Like... The stakes are not high, I guess, is really kind of where it's at.
I totally agree. And when I compare my feelings at this point in this season to my feelings at this point in Hannah's season, like, Hannah Brown's ending, I thought about that every single day. I was obsessed with the ending because I obviously was tinfoil hat city, like, wanted her to end up with Tyler C. I loved Tyler C, like, the whole thing. And we didn't know, because I always read spoilers, but there wasn't any real spoilers, so I would just, like, sleuth the internet, trying to find who knew what, and I was so invested in that, and even after the show ended, I was, like, still really invested in her, to the point where I'm still invested in her. I don't feel that way at all about Peter. If they said next week, oh, sorry, like, the show is, like, the season's canceled, I would be like, great.
Great, my Monday night's back. Thank you so much.
That's just fine. Thank you. You saved me 4 hours. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I feel the same way. And so, with that...
We will try our best to summon up some passion for the Fantasy Suites.
Yeah, so Madison... So we start off at the...
I was doing a starting off sound effect.
Thank you so much. We start off at the last rose ceremony, and Madison, in her jumpsuit, pulls Peter aside and says, if you were to sleep with anyone else, it would be really hard for me to move forward with this. And so she doesn't... I don't know. It's not a yes. It's not a no. It's like people keep saying it's an ultimatum. It doesn't feel that way to me. She said, and Peter responds with, you know, that's not really fair to the other relationships. Again, valid point. And she, and I quote, in no way do I want to give you an ultimatum. Actions speak louder than words. Really big on that.
Yep. That's exactly what she says.
And I think that's valid. Like, people keep going back and forth between, like, oh, who's wrong? Like, both people cannot be wrong here. Because I think Peter's point is fair, too. Like, Madison, you're not the only girl here. I'm still dating. According to Peter, he sees a future with all of them. So this is an important part of a relationship for me. This is something I want to explore with the other relationships. Like, don't tell me what to do. But she can also say, these are my boundaries. If you want a relationship with me, this is kind of what you have to comply with. I don't know. What did you think of that whole thing?
Yeah, I actually completely agree. I did not think that she gave him an ultimatum. And as you said, she says, you know, I know I want to give you an ultimatum. But she essentially lays out what her values are. What I thought was interesting was Peter's response to her after he kind of was like, well, there's other relationships here. He was kind of like telling her how much she means to him. And I was kind of getting the sense that in Peter's mind, he was seeing what Madison was saying as an insecurity thing and her just kind of having like, oh, like, this is going to be really hard for me with you with these other women. Like, I'm freaking out a little bit. Like, other women on the show have done when they're right. Like, it's just really hard knowing you're dating all these other girls. Like, the way Peter was responding to her, I felt like that's how he took it from her, was she's feeling insecure. She's having a hard time with thinking about me with other women. Let me reassure her and let her know that I really want her to be here and I really like her. And he walked away from that conversation thinking like, oh, she's just feeling a little bit insecure, not understanding that she was laying out a boundary and saying, no, no, these are my values. This is what I believe. And if you don't do this, it's not like, oh, it's just hard for me. No, she's saying like, I'm not okay with that. So right. I totally don't think she gave him an ultimatum, but I wanted her in that moment, and I think she does a better job later on her date. Yeah. I wanted her in the moment in the beginning, not even necessarily to tell him, like, I'm saving myself for marriage, because that's her story to tell whenever she wants, but to be clearer with him, or just to be at least, like, just more outspoken about it and just straight up say, like, this is my boundary. But I feel like she was having a hard time with it because she really likes him and she didn't want to scare him off. I mean, she didn't say anything for like the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, it was clearly what difficult. She was trying to say, I think, was a little muddled in that. And
yeah. I think they walked away thinking they had, each thinking that they had a different conversation.
Yes, that's probably fair.
Which means later on, I don't think either one of them was necessarily wrong.
Right. I don't think necessarily either of them was wrong. I just think that this just keeps pushing that they are incompatible in their values. And for Peter to keep pushing this relationship that everyone watching can see, like, dude, how is this going to work in the real world? I don't see their lives, like, lining up.
Right.
It's just silly at this point. It's pure silliness.
But either way, we get on the plane, we go to Australia. Golden Coast is gorgeous.
I know, I really want to go there. Okay, but a couple questions, though. Do you think that he would have taken what Madison was saying more... Because the thing is, like, Madison is the only one who has not said she's falling in love with him him. And I had the dates been in different orders, do you think that once he got more of that validation from Madison, he would have refrained from being with the other girls? Like, I think part of this too is like, I think he wants Madison to be his first choice, but he doesn't have that validation from her, so he's like almost trying to like keep his options open in a weird way, because
well, first of all, it would have never been in another order because the producers obviously would have never allowed that.
Which we will get to how they're really
the worst.
Not helping Peter.
But I really don't know, because I could go either way. I feel like Peter's a very physical person. Like, right? Like, he, like, that is clearly one of his values. And
yeah.
I'm not throwing no shade at that whatsoever. Like, I don't know if Peter would, I don't know. I kind of feel like for Peter, like, that's a big part of it. Like, that kind of has to happen. Like, he has to be intimate, to use his word, mm-hmm. with the women to, like, really know. And he does seem so confused throughout the entire episode about who his front runner is, that I want to say that it maybe wouldn't have fixed the problem, like changing the order. But at the same time, then maybe she would have been able to be more clear with him. And maybe he would have said, okay, let's end this right here. I choose you. I don't know.
Yeah.
We can't go back and know.
We truly can't. So the producers are putting them all together in one room.
And I said, what happened to the budget? Was Australia, like, too expensive? Those flights are too expensive. Now you can't afford rooms.
Well, at this point,
it's just rude.
And I think this is just going back to kind of our distaste for the show in general. At this point, when there's three women left, it's less about the quote-unquote drama within the house, wherever that may be. And it is supposed to be more about the relationships. And these relationships are getting serious, so they keep the girls separate because that's fucking cruel to put them all in one room like that. And the fact that the producers are sacrificing literally Peter's relationship, because I think there's a huge chance now with how they've kind of pressure-cooked this situation that he's going to end up with no one. And a lot of that has to do with the way the producers are letting this all go about. And I don't think they would have done that 5 years ago, because at the end of the day, I think when it comes down to the final four, final three, it is about securing a relationship for the lead. And they do not care about that at all, even at this point in the game, which I think is very telling.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to get a love story here. I really don't think we are.
No. And I think we've known that we weren't going to get a love story for a while. But again, I think we see this producer's pouncing on every opportunity to create drama and to create something on the screen that they think will be entertaining. And I think that, as we've said all season, like, these producers don't respect the audience and don't understand the reason that the audience watches the show, right? Like, the audience watches the show a lot of the time because, yeah, they want to be entertained, but they do also at some point want a love story or want to see if it works out. And I keep saying we're insulting our intelligence, Derek.
But I think their ratings are good right now. That's what I don't know. Because even Chris Harrison's, like, on there doing damage control, being like, oh, well, you know, this was just a forced conversation that needed to happen with Madison, and we needed to have this. It's silliness is what it is.
Right, and I think that if that's what they want to do, if that's the show they want to make, if they want to turn this into, like, Exactly. If they want to turn this into a Bravo show, that's fine. Go right ahead and do that. I probably won't watch anymore because, honestly, Bravo does it better. So I don't need to get it on ABC. So if they want to turn it into that, that's fine. I think they'll lose some viewers. They'll probably gain some. I don't know. Does it sacrifice the integrity of what they started? Like, are they insulting their own brand by bringing it to this level of literally needing to feel the need to, is the phrase pull every punch? Like, to take advantage of every moment to, like, make them look bad and make it awkward for them?
Yeah, but I guess I would ask, like, was there ever integrity in the show? I guess, I don't know. I don't know. I think as viewers get smarter, they need to keep, like, pushing it further and further and further, because we start to not buy some of the stuff that they would maybe play off 10 years ago as, like, what are the chances type.
I don't know. That's definitely could be part of it, right? Maybe it's not the show that's changing. Maybe it's me. Like, maybe it's the viewers that are changing, and maybe that's the problem. I don't know. Maybe viewers are getting too smart for their antics.
I think it is a little bit of that, too. Well, because it's the same fucking show every single time.
Yeah. Part of me feels like, though, we are in this generation of, like, the Bachelor in Paradise generation, where they do play it up for the drama, and it is purposely filmed and planned to be dramatic, and how many people can we film crying and all this stuff. But, like, Bachelor Pad, I know you didn't watch that, but Bachelor Pad was the greatest thing they've ever done. It was great. It was still dramatic. It was still a bunch of couples, like, a bunch of people. There was still drama, but the vibe was just different.
Yeah.
But maybe it was because I watched that when
I was younger.
I was
going
to
say, how was the vibe different?
And maybe my vibe was different, so that's also possible. Maybe the show hasn't changed. Maybe it's me.
Wow, that's so deep. But
and that concludes our episode. I'm just kidding.
You're not wrong, because I think people, when they watch The Bachelor for the first time, like, whenever that might be, it might be this season, honestly. I feel like some people are watching it now for the first time, and they're like, this is a crazy show. I love this show. But then after, like, three or four seasons of the same show, like, I feel like I felt that way with Ari's season. I loved Ari's season. I was like, this is so fucking ridiculous. This is the best shit ever. And now I'm like, okay, but it's the same shit every time.
Yeah, it is.
It's really hard to keep me invested in all of these people.
And there's not much based on the format of the show, there's not much they can do to change it because it's not really as much of a game that you can change. Like, I always compare it to Survivor, but Survivor has been able to have different themes and have different hidden things, and they can change elements of the game to make it continue to evolve and be interesting. But what are you going to change about the format of the show? It's a man or a woman dating a bunch of people.
Yeah.
I mean, other than throwing a bunch of men and a bunch of women in a house, but that's been done too, 1,000 times.
Right.
So that's not really new.
So I feel like that's almost their way of trying to, like, reinvent things, is putting these pressure cooker situations with the producers. I don't know.
That's fair.
Back to Hannah Ann. I don't know. Do we have any thoughts about her? I think her, I thought her day, the day portion of her date was fine. Honestly, I feel like everyone's sleeping on Hannah Ann here. Like, everyone is so upset. Well, I don't know if it's everyone. The people I see on Twitter, I feel like everyone's like, Maddie, 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 Peter, you need to pick Maddie, 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 Maddie. And it's like, guys, what about Hannah Ann? Like, I think I said this a couple episodes ago, and I stand by it. Hannah Ann is the actual right match for Peter.
Yeah, I said Peter and Hannah Ann are kind of a good fit. They're both corny and boring.
Yes, we love that for them.
Just because I think that Hannah Ann would work well with Peter doesn't mean that I'm like, yeah, Hannah Ann is the bomb. Like,
no, she's for sure, fine. Exactly. But she's the right choice for Peter. Like, they should just go do their thing. She's gonna move to. She's already moving to LA to be an influencer. He lives in LA. Like, it's just, I just don't get why that's not being addressed more. And it's all just like and maybe that's how it's being edited too. It's just that, like, Madison is the front runner. Like, he loves Madison. He's going to chase after Madison. And it's like, can we just skip all this and have him, like, pick Hannah Ann?
Yeah. The big thing that was my takeaway, though, from Hannah Ann's date overall, my biggest issue was, I don't think I've ever heard the two of them talk about anything other than their feelings for each other. Mm-hmm. I mean it with every fiber of my being.
I know that tattoo, and I was like, okay, that is like a lot.
Like, I can always count on you. Earlier in the day, she's like, I will put forth that sacrifice and understanding and patience. But they never talk about, like, interests or hobbies or even really their families. Like, they don't have any real conversations. Right. And I just keep going back and forth between, is that editing or are they just that boring of people?
I think a little of both, but I'm leaning towards the boring of people thing. Because, like, what conversations has he had with anyone else about anything of substance? With that Victoria F., it's always like, we're bad at this.
Why are you crying again? Yeah, that's fair. Well,
but he also said he loves everything about his relationship with Victoria F., except for that they don't really communicate well.
Oh, I have lots to say about that. You know I do.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I don't know. Like, does he talk about things with Madison? Like, I
guess not. No, that's a very fair point. It really stood out to me in Hannah Ann's date because they were saying so many things that I was, like, cringing
at. That was just ridiculous.
Like, the fiber of my being.
I'm falling in love with you. I mean that with every fiber of my being. It's like, that is such a stupid thing to say to literally anyone, let alone when you're someone like Peter on a TV show that you know is, like, pressure cooked and manipulated and produced to make you feel these feelings. Like, sometimes I'm just like, dude, are you stupid?
I don't know.
Because I think he really believes these things that he's saying.
Yes.
And I get that it's probably easy to get wrapped up in this world, but can you take a step back and be like, oh, like, this is all, like, low-key fake. Let me take a step back here and just, like, get my bearings. And he can't.
I just made me think of, in the past, they've had, like, friends of the lead come on and, like, talk to them. I wonder if Peter would benefit from having someone come talk some sense into him.
I think
other
so.
Than his mother. Other than
his mother.
Maybe that would be helpful. Something else that I thought about on the date was, I really feel like it was a missed opportunity that they weren't in a windmill for every single one.
I know.
Like, all this season, we've had to listen to these windmill jokes, and this would have been a time where I would have been like, ha, good one. Like, that's funny. If there was some sort of windmill theme to the overnight, there wasn't. And then I also realized, which other people might have realized from the beginning of the episode, but it took me until this moment when he pulls out the card and says, like, should you choose to forgo, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh, if she chooses to forego, if she, like, chooses to not go to the fantasy suite, she would go back to the place where the other girls are. So they know that she took the fantasy suite because she doesn't come home.
Right, right.
And that's what makes it so extremely awkward. It's not just that even that you're living together, it's like you're sitting there going, oh, so they're having sex right now. Cool, cool, cool.
Right, right, right. Well, they even said that at one point. I think Madison was like, oh, I think they're probably getting ready for, like, dinner time. And Victoria F. was like, no, they're getting ready for bed.
Yeah.
And like Madison's like
yeah.
Yeah, but they have to sit there and, like, as the time goes on, they realize, like, oh, this date is going well. Like, oh, it's midnight. She's not coming home.
Like, which makes it so much, like you said before, it sets Peter up for not being successful because it makes it so much harder for those girls to compartmentalize their feelings. And I think that the only way that this works in the end for someone, especially being the person that was a contestant and not the lead, to be able to be okay with, okay, you were dating all of these girls and maybe you slept with some of them, blah, 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 is if they're able to compartmentalize really well and they're, like, purposefully not allowing them to compartmentalize it.
Yeah.
How many times can you say compartmentalize?
No, I think you're absolutely right. It's
there,
really, and it's a, like, now Madison kind, even though she doesn't know for sure, now she knows that, like, they're all spending the night. Like, if she's just staying in the room by herself, she can kind of, like, your mind can play tricks on you and just be like, oh, well, like, it's, she has a lot more plausible deniability of, like, I truly don't know how Hannah Ann's date went. Like, she could have literally got sent home and I wouldn't even find that out till I show up at the rose ceremony in 2 days, or she could have maybe done the dinner portion and they skipped the night, or, like, it's so much easier to have plausible deniability when you can't see it.
Yes.
And now they're,
it's being rubbed in your face.
Yes.
And even if for some miracle, him, not that it would be a miracle, but for some reason, him and Maddie end up together in the end, then they have to watch the season back, and she has to listen to him say about Hannah Ann, I see exactly what I have in front of me. It's the most perfect woman I've ever dreamed of. I'm sitting there watching going, you idiot.
Yeah.
Remember Ben Higgins? I don't think you watched the season.
No,
but
I didn't.
Ben Higgins said that he loved, or like that he was falling in love with, or something, used the word love with his final two. And it was drama at the time. It was this huge deal. Everyone said how horrible that was. It was so hard for JoJo, who ended up becoming the Bachelorette. Oh, another good Bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
It was so difficult for JoJo. Everyone was like, that was so messed up. Why did you do that? And now we're just letting Peter Weber say it to literally everyone?
Yeah, no, the reins have really been just let out on that one.
Your future wife, and I'm using air quotes, is going to be sitting next to you on the couch some, in a couple months from now, watching you say this, and you clearly don't, that this other woman was the most perfect woman you've ever met in your life.
And here's the thing, is it's like, that's why I don't feel bad for Peter for the situation that he's now gotten himself into, because other bachelors have handled it in a much more respectful way. Like, Nick Vial has said this, that, like, he knew pretty much, like, he was going to pick Vanessa. He only slept with Vanessa in the fantasy suite. And he even said in a podcast that I was listening to recently that, like, he was also very conscious of, like, what he said to the other girls. Like, he was like, I don't, he's like, yeah, you know, I'm, like, respectful and polite and I have a good time with him, but I never said anything that would lead them to look back and be like, wait, but, like, what, if you weren't going to pick me, why would you say that?
And you know why he, and I wonder if he was able to do that. And
because
he
was also a contestant.
So conscious of it because of what happened between him and Andy, I think was.
Yeah. And Caitlin too.
Yeah. Well, he was in second both, he came in, he was runner up both times, but with one of them, I want to say it was Andy. I mean, he literally said at the after the final rose, like, well, then why did you make love to me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Remember that whole
yes,
thing?
Yes, yes.
So I feel like Nick was maybe more conscious of that because he was in that position literally twice.
Literally twice. But it was, I think, a big problem in both Andy's relationship then with Josh and obviously Caitlin's and Sean's relationship.
Yep.
Like, they literally never got over that fact that, like, she had slept with Nick. So, yeah, I guess Nick was more conscious of that. But, Peter, come on. How many times have you seen the show?
Have some sense. No, I completely
It's just, like, I think at this point you probably, like, I just, you can't be equally in love with these three people. Like, you probably have a sense of who you're leaning towards, so I don't know, protect those relationships. Even Colton was able to do it. Like, remember Tayshia was so, like, giddy going into their fantasy suite, and then they clearly did not have sex that night, and you could tell just in her face, like, she knew it wasn't her the next day, because Colton, granted, he was a virgin, so probably took that step a lot more seriously, but still, it's just, like, other people have done it in a way that where it's not so fucking messed up.
Yeah, but this, it just feels messy. So, after a good hand in the bathroom shot, which I was like, really, this whole season they've been showing us this shot?
I know!
And it was Hannah
Ann. I wrote that down. I was like, I thought this was going to be some, like, secretive, like, after hours, Hannah Brown shows up in his hotel room in Australia, and then they do it in his, like, Because the way they shot it, it was like, yeah, I wrote that down too. I was like, ah, the big reveal of who that is behind the door. Kind of silly. Yeah. Really misleading, honestly.
Very misleading.
But so, otherwise, yeah.
Hannah Ann comes back to the same room she's sharing with the other girls. It's so awkward. Victoria leaves for her date, and I just have a series of quotes that makes me want to punch Peter in the face.
Okay, please list them. I need to hear them.
Oh, you want
to
hear them? Okay.
Yeah.
We're still here. We both still choose each other right now.
I love that the right now is in there, because it's like, dude, you are still dating two other people, but
okay. Yeah, sure, you choose each other. I trust you, and I have your back, and I have your side. To me, I'm actually really attracted to that. It's never going to be a boring relationship. I love everything about my relationship with Victoria, except for communicating with her. Sir,
that's a very important part. That is the relationship.
Most of a relationship. Like, are you just going to live on separate continents and never talk to each other, but, like, you'll be in a relationship? Just,
like, fuck every now and then, and then...
But still being intimate. That is an aspect of communicating. Like, communicating True. Is literally the point of a relationship, right?
Yes. No, you're right.
I love everything about her, except for having to talk to her.
Like, right.
What? Then you don't love everything about her.
I know. That was so ridiculous. That's just, he's so stupid. He's so stupid.
That's literally all I have for the day portion.
Okay, great.
I was so mad.
Do you think at, like, you know, what they're showing, because we cut back, before we get to Victoria's dinner portion, they cut back again to the house of Madison and Hannah Ann sitting there. And they make it very awkward, right? Like, there's a lot of awkward silences. There's a lot of, like, you know, Madison saying, you know, this is really make it or break it for me. Hannah Ann, like, not saying anything and being like, giggle, 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 inside, probably. But do you think at some point they spoke more about what, like, at some point, how can Madison not be like, okay, but, like, tell me what happened on your date type thing? Like, how are they not talking about it? Like, all they show on the show is, like, their awkward silences and these weird, like, one-off, like, one-word conversations. But, like, these girls have been living together for weeks
They're
now.
Friends.
They're friends. Yeah, you saw it. When Hannah Ann walked in, Maddie was like, oh my god, hey! But then they, like, the reality sets in of what is actually happening, and then they get cold with each other.
Part of me feels like they didn't really talk about it, because it can't really go well either way. Either, after what Maddie says to Hannah Ann about, like, what she told Peter, either Hannah Ann slept with Peter, and so now that's awkward. You don't want to tell your friend that. You don't want to be the person that brings that to the table.
I know.
And clearly later on, Maddie is unaware that he's been intimate. So nobody told her, or I assume nobody told her, or he didn't sleep with Hannah Ann, and now Hannah Ann's sitting there going, this is why he wouldn't sleep with me. And so that's got to be a whole complex for her.
Right.
So either way, it's super awkward for Hannah Ann, because it's like, well, you told him not to sleep with anybody, but he slept with me, sorry. Or you told him not to sleep with anybody, are you kidding me? He's not going to pick me. And I just told him I loved him and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Do you think
for
her there's no choice? There's no option that he didn't sleep with Hannah Ann, though, right? Like,
oh, I think they always try to make it seem like they slept with them, and I think they don't. They might have.
So when he says he has been intimate, you think that was about Victoria F? Or
if he was only going to sleep with one of them, if he only slept with one of them, my money would be on Victoria.
Really?
Yes.
I almost was thinking the opposite.
Really?
See,
yeah. I would say Victoria, because he even says that they have a great chemistry, blah, blah, blah. Like, I feel like the only thing keeping that relationship together is the fact that he thinks she's smoking hot and they have good makeouts. Like, that's basically what has gotten them to this point, so I would have a hard time believing that they wouldn't sleep together. Whereas Hannah Ann, I could see them just, like, talking about their feelings and, like, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, then they gave us the bathroom shot, so it's also totally possible.
Yeah, but the bathroom shot is, like, that's a choreographed shot, right?
He,
like,
doesn't talk as much about his physical relationship or his physical attraction to Hannah Ann as he does
right.
with Victoria. So that's where my theory comes from. But he also is, you know, we know he's a big slut, so he could have slept with both of them.
I mean, that's kind
Which
of, like,
is fine,
what I think.
That's okay. I'm not judging you.
Yeah, yeah.
You sleep with whoever you want, and then face the consequences.
Right. Well, we can discuss that after, because I also, you know, there's so many comparisons being drawn between him, how weird people are acting towards Peter and how people acted towards Hannah when she was like, you know, my body, my choice type thing. But we'll talk about that after. We need to get through these dates, people.
You're right.
Night portion. Victoria F.
Tries to explain the way she is.
Yeah, that
why
was,
she is the way
that
she
was
is.
Very unclear to me, and did not really make up for the emotional abuse and the gaslighting. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that. Peter said at one point, there's nothing we need to work on at all. It's like, okay.
I literally wrote down next to that quote, okay, Peter, basically, I want to bone you, Vicky F. Like that, I just was watching it going, he is just sitting here being like, I can't wait to sleep with this girl. Because I just have a hard time believing somebody is this stupid.
No, but I think he actually is this stupid. Oh, I think, like, I don't know. Because part of me does feel bad when people say things like, literally all Victoria is good for is fucking. Because it's like, aw, she's still a person, guys. But,
oh, I don't believe that about her. I just have a hard, based on the way that their relationship has been, I have a hard time believing that he is actually genuinely looking at it and saying, yeah, this is
no, what I think he's actually that stupid. And I think he is confusing, like, they're arguing and their conflict for, like, passion and, yes, like, fighting for love.
Right,
like, I think, like, he's genuinely, right, stupid in what real love is supposed to look like.
He keeps saying, ooh, we've been through so much. Like, to Peter, to go through drama in a relationship, like,
it makes it stronger or whatever.
Yeah, I think we summed up the whole season, like, 7 episodes ago when we said, this man doesn't understand what a relationship is. He's, like,
right,
too immature to have a relationship.
Right.
So they should have canceled it then, but no one wants to listen to us.
I don't know, but then towards the end there, I did feel a little bit bad for Victoria because she's, like, crying and she's like, you know what, like, I don't know. I feel like she doesn't understand. Like, I don't think anyone's ever, like, treated Victoria nicely. Do you think that's, like, a fair statement?
No.
Okay. Like, I feel like she just goes for, like, shitty married men who obviously are just going to treat her like an object and treat her like shit and then go back to their wives. Like, I don't know. I feel like she was, like, she's opened up and become softer with realizing that, oh, like, people actually like me.
Wow, you told, see,
this is just a thought. I don't know if this is even my formal opinion on this. I'm just saying, but, like, towards the end there, she was really, like, tearing up, like, you know, like, I love him so much. Like, you think what? She was just faking it?
Okay. I know that I am extra judgmental of her, so yeah, my whole opinion of her is tainted.
It doesn't excuse her horrible way. I still think she's an emotionally manipulative gaslighter, but those people also have feelings too.
Yes, I just think I'm having a hard time right now because on the one hand, I totally praise Hannah Brown, love Hannah Brown for her vulnerability and all those things. And then allegedly we're getting Victoria F. vulnerable, and I'm sitting there going, yeah, I'm not buying it. But I think I'm not buying it because all season long we've seen her kind of do this thing where she just plays the victim. Oh, I'm having a hard time. Oh, I'm just, blah, blah, blah. And even in this, right, conversation, she's like, I don't know what you want me to say. And I do believe that on some sense she really doesn't know.
Well, because I think that's how she's gotten attention from men in the past, right? Yeah. But it's not the right kind of attention. That doesn't attract people that actually, like, care for you and will be an equal partner for you. And I think, right, that's what's, like, weird to her about Peter is that, like,
yeah
it initially worked and he was into her, but then she's like, oh wait, well, I don't know, maybe he does, I feel bad for fuck me and dump her because that's really what's gonna happen. It's like, she's, yeah, obviously going home. I was like, wow, that girl's going to spiral after she just, like, came to this realization.
Oh yeah, she's gonna spiral.
I
feel bad for Victoria F in the sense of I feel like she has a lot of self work to do, and yes, she doesn't. And maybe she is more aware after this. Like, maybe that'll be her big thing, her big takeaway after she watches the season back and realizes and watches herself do these things. Maybe she will walk away and be like, wow, I really have to work on myself and how I handle relationships. Like, I'm not ready for a relationship. I got to work on me. I hope that's how she walks away from the season. I will totally applaud her. I will say I'm sorry if she does. But I just, she has done it so consistently that I just don't know. But that's my ideal scenario for her.
Right, but I'm saying I think a lot of those things that she's done are a product of her having just, like, this horrible, like, insecure self-hatred, self-loathing, like, doesn't feel worthy of, like, literally anything.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think that she self-sabotages because she doesn't think that she's worthy of, yeah, love. But she does.
Which doesn't make it healthy, doesn't make it right, doesn't mean Peter has to be the victim of that abuse.
But she does it in a way that's, like, like we said, manipulative and emotionally abusive. And that's the issue that I have. And she was really mean to the other girls. Would, like, cry and then yell at somebody else for crying.
I know.
That's where she lost me. That is literally when I was like, and I'm done with this girl. Yeah.
I had a moment where she was literally tearing up and she's just like, I just love him so much. Like, I didn't realize it could be, like, this good.
That was a nice moment.
It's like, oh, like, I was like, wow, this is a girl who's literally never been treated well by anyone ever.
Yeah.
It was kind of the vibe I was getting.
No, that's fair. That was a nice moment.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not pro Victoria F, but sometimes I feel like I feel like I'm defending her a lot on this podcast.
Well, you kind of have to because I just come out blazing with up for her.
She's still a person.
I will say,
evil, terrible people still have feelings, guys.
She could come on Bachelor in Paradise, and I can totally change my tune about her.
Redemption arc.
I have not been a fan of her, but I'm willing to accept change should I see it. In the same way that I hated Nick Vile. Hated Nick Vile. Watched him on Paradise, and I was like, you've redeemed yourself with me. I like this.
Why did you hate him?
Because I had to watch him on two seasons, and I loved Sean Booth. I was like, Sean Booth and Caitlin are perfect. I was big fans of them, and Nick was just kind of like always in the way. It was annoying. And I was like, this is the second time I've had to watch you. You're annoying me.
That's fair.
And then I watched him on Paradise, and he was really nice to the girls, and he had really tight girlfriends, and I liked how he treated women as friends. And I was like, oh, he's a good guy. So if they give me Victoria F in a different light, I'm willing to change my opinion. I'm just going to say it.
Okay. But that's fair.
She's got to stop crying. And
I know. She's really got to get it together.
Talking in that baby voice.
I know. I will say, though, her vocal fry sometimes is on point where I'm just like, she says things with such a monotone like that it's just like...
Ooh, you like it.
Well, because I just think that's like a funny way to talk. It's very like... When the stakes are so high and emotions are running so high and she can sit there in a pure monotone voice talking about these things, I just think it's funny.
All right. That's fair. And then we go... To Maddie's date.
Maddie! Well, the day portion of her date was fucking horrifying. And I'd be so pissed if that was my date.
Yep. I said, is this supposed to be a metaphor? Like, the view from the top makes the climb worth it.
Well, because she kept saying fucking cliches. Like, you know, you just gotta keep taking one step forward. And sometimes there's wind that pushes you side to side, but you climb it together. I was like, oh my God. Save that shit for church, lady. Like, I don't...
She realizes she's in love with him. They climb this thing. It looks terrifying. I'm like, this is really messed up to bring a date this scary in the final round. We should be past the scary dates. Just saying.
Yeah. Maybe they thought that... Because there is some sort of science that when you endure, like, traumatic adrenaline things together, it makes you feel like you're closer to the person. Hence why they do a lot of dates like that. So maybe they were trying to get Madison, like... Get her adrenaline juices flowing, and maybe she'd be like, I give it all up to you, Peter.
You are the one.
Take me now. Maybe. I don't know.
It didn't work out.
How do you feel about the fact that she has not yet told him that she's saving herself for marriage? Like, I don't know if we're making it a bigger deal than it needs to be. I guess because the past few seasons, that has been so at the forefront of the conversation that I'm like, oh, she definitely should have told him sooner. But then... Other people who have been virgins for whatever reason on The Bachelor in the past are like, mostly Becca Tilly was saying this. She's like, yeah, no, it's just not something that you like run around like screaming to people to talk about when I first meet someone. Now that we're at the fantasy suite portion, that seems like the appropriate time to bring up a conversation like that because this is the allotted time in this process where we talk about sex. So I don't know. But yeah. I always kept thinking, I was like, really? Like she's waiting till day of to like, bringing that up because he probably thinks at this point he's sleeping with her tonight.
Yes, I think that he does until she says that. I think that he does think that, but like that's a product of our society,
right? And that sounds like a Peter problem.
And like that's that. Right, exactly. That sounds like a Peter problem and a man problem and a society problem, and absolutely not
right, 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 right.
I agree with Becca Tilly completely. I think that. I did not at all like what a big deal they made out of Colton's virginity that whole season, because I thought it was very annoying and it kind of made it seem like, oh, look at this person in their 20s that's a virgin. Like, this is crazy. There's actually a lot of people in their 20s that are virgins and there's nothing wrong with it. Right. And it's none of your business.
Right.
It's literally none of your business. Like, I almost wish that... Like, Maddie didn't have to talk about it at all. Because it's none of our business. That was totally her choice, and it's her thing. And, yeah, what's wrong with us that we're like, oh, fantasy suites, everybody's got
to
do it.
I know, and I don't know why I feel, like, so entitled to all of this information about all of these people. But that is kind of what the show does to you. It's like, you see parts of the relationship, and then you get invested. I'm like, no, I need to know everything. I was like, put a secret camera in that fantasy suite now. I need to see all the positions. Like, I need to know.
Yeah.
Like did Victoria F., like... I don't know. People were making jokes online that she, like, was doing, I don't know, like, choking Peter and, like, holding him at gunpoint, making him come. I'll cut that part out. It was so
ridiculous. Well, I don't... She could have been. I don't know. I mean...
Well, I need to know. I feel invested in this information. I know. I really don't. I'm just being...
No, but I agree with you, right? Because that's what I go through every time a couple breaks up. I'm, like, mad that I watched them fall in love and get engaged, and now I don't get to watch them fight and break up. Like, that just feels wrong. Like, I invested my time. I'm owed this ending. I know on a reasonable, rational human level that that is not true, but the way that they expose you to all of these things when you watch the show makes you feel in a lot of ways like you... Like, you're owed that.
Yeah.
So I do get that, and I do get why people find it so interesting, but I don't really think it's... I think she brought it up at the appropriate time.
Yeah.
I think it's not... People want to, like, be like, oh, that's that whole... That was Colton's personality, was that he was a virgin. Like, that's... It's just one tiny part of a person.
Totally.
And I think people who, like, save themselves for a little while, people don't understand it. They can't wrap their mind around it, but it's really not that big of a deal.
All right, should we get into... I don't know, what else do you want to talk about? Like...
With her date?
Because here's my thing. Like, I feel like Madison is 100% not wrong for saying, look, this is... These are my boundaries. This is kind of, like, my expectations. If someone is going to be in a relationship with me and they're going to propose to me, like, this is how I see it going down. Peter is also not wrong for saying... My body, my choice. We're not married. I still have two other relationships. You can't tell me how to explore those relationships. What to do with my body. Very Hannah B-esque. But where I fall off the wagon is then Madison being like, okay, well, like, I told you my boundaries, so, like, guess I'm gonna, like, go. And Peter being like, wait, what? No. Like, Peter, did you not take what she was saying seriously? I feel like he thought that he could do whatever the fuck he wanted and then go back to Madison and just be like... Sorry, like, did you not take what she was saying seriously? Do you not, like, hold what she said to the same value as, like, I don't know. I just, that's the part that's annoying the shit out of me. It's like Peter sitting there being like, please stay. I'm so sorry. It's like, she told you this is what was gonna happen. I just don't.
So that's why I bring it back to that initial conversation. From what we saw, I really believe that Peter walked away from that conversation thinking it was about something else. Like, I think he walked away from that conversation thinking, oh, Matt is feeling a little insecure. You know, she says actions speak louder than words. I gotta have a really great date with her. I did not get the sense from Peter in that conversation that he was really understanding the gravity of what she was saying. I mean,
but she did say in... Pure, like, this is the exact quote. If you sleep with anyone else, it will be very difficult for me to move forward. And then Peter's shocked when she's having difficulty moving forward. It's well, like, because those are literally the words she said.
I think he heard it, and he was like, yeah, she doesn't really mean that, right?
Which but I also, think is very, like, selfish and a huge bad red flag of someone you're going to be in a relationship with, that when you set your boundaries and you say, these are my expectations for this relationship, for Peter to say, you don't really mean that, and then go do whatever the fuck you want, and then come back and ask for forgiveness later. Like, that's not a good sign of a good partner that you want to do life with.
Exactly. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. She had me when she was like, when she was like, I couldn't accept a proposal from someone a week from now who 6 days earlier had slept with someone else. I was like, oh my God, who could? What is, like, that? And I get that that's the show, but, like, it's actually really not. And I have a very, very hard time believing, and I think this is my biggest issue with this episode, that Peter doesn't know who he's going to pick. I have a very hard time believing that he either... But I get the sense that he really doesn't know who he's going to pick.
Yeah.
And I think that that's BS. Like, are you kidding me, dude? Like, you can't... If you don't know that you want me, you're dating, there's three of us left. If at this point you don't know that it's me, I don't want to be here. I don't want you because you don't want me enough. If you're not sure in this, then no. Like, you know what I mean? I just feel like it's like, ooh, I guess I'll choose you like that.
But that is kind of the nature of the show, right? It's like they just give you this obscure timeline that, like, oh, by this date, you need to know who you want to get engaged to. And, like, that's not how, like, life works. That's not how normal dating works, that where you are given, like, okay, there's this many days, and then on this day, like, you better fucking know, because that's, like...
No, it's not realistic.
But I think also Madison, too, like, is thinking that her relationship is leaps and bounds more deep, connected, whatever. Like, I think she thinks, like, their relationship is, like, on another level than these other relationships, and I think that is a little, like... not really seeing the whole picture. Like, I think she thinks, like, yeah, no, Peter, like, you know it's going to be, like, us two in the end, right? Because we just, like, have such a deep connection. So, like...
See, I don't really get... But I don't get that sense from her at all.
I don't know.
She never really talks about, like, how into him she is. Like, she never really talks about... Like, I don't get the sense from her that she's, like, super into him. I get the sense from her that she's, like, I guess he must really like me because I'm still here. Like, this is weird. Like, right. I get the vibes of, like, I'm super in and it's going to be us, but from Hannah and more than I get it from Maddie. I think that editing has made us think that it's, like, Maddie and it's such a sure thing that it's Maddie. But I don't get that from her. Because I think she's still trying to decide if she even wants to be with him. And she's totally in her right to, because there's two people in a relationship. Colton actually commented on something and it was, like, great. He was like, there's two people here. Like, Peter doesn't just get to decide, oh, I pick you, you're going to be my wife now.
Oh, of course.
It's two people making a commitment. And if Madison is not okay with Peter, doesn't want to be with Peter, please, by all means, walk away. And I understand why she's having a hard time with it, because I think she does really like him, and I think that she does really feel like in order to be with him, she would compromise her values, and that's a really
difficult thing. But then I'm, like, losing patience for it. I'm like, okay, well, then you've made your decision, walk away. And I don't like how Peter is there thinking that he can, like, reel her back in by just being like,
yeah,
I'm sorry, like, please, like, give me your Lord's forgiveness. And I'm just like, dude, she said what she said. She said, this is, if you want to be engaged to me at the end of this, this is kind of, like, what I would expect you to do. It's just, like, it's just being...
But I think it's
drawn out to be, like,
I think it's a real world problem, though. I think people not having aligning values, that's a real world issue that couples face all the time, and people don't just walk away, right? You have people that get married and they're like, wait, you don't want kids? I want kids. Like, that's a huge thing. Or people who, you know, they get to the point where they have kids and then religion, like, oh, I thought we were going to raise them this way. I think we're going to raise them that way. People don't communicate their values and have a hard time, I think, aligning values.
People gotta get on that before they get married. Like, you gotta have these conversations, people. I say, as a single girl.
Right, and you absolutely do, but I do think that it can be difficult when... It's just a difficult thing to navigate. I think people in real life have that problem. So I think we're seeing a real life problem, and I feel for them because I think that they're both in a difficult spot. Ugh,
you're so open. I'm so over it. I'm just like, all right, like, Madison, leave.
Well, I said I would like the season to be canceled. I don't want to watch any of it.
Yeah.
But I do, I try to have empathy. I feel for both of them. I just want this season to be over. I don't think it's a good season. Everything, like, I'm not going to be happy. No matter how it ends, I'm not going to be happy. If he ends up with Maddie, the girl's compromised her values. I'm not going to be happy. If he ends up with Hannah Ann, I just don't think that's going to really work out in the long run. I'm not going to be happy. If he ends up with Victoria F., really not going to be happy. If he ends up alone, I'm going to feel like I wasted my time. I'm not going to be happy. There is no way that this season ends that I walk away like, whew, worth it in the end.
Right. And I think, unfortunately, he's just going to end up alone.
Yeah.
Like, I think, here's what I think is going to happen. I think he's going to, Madison will leave. He'll realize that the person he loved all along was Madison. He's going to go chase after her. I think they're going to try to do, so she's going to forgive him, and they're going to try to have a relationship for, like, 2 months.
And then she's going to watch him call Hannah Ann the most perfect woman, and she's going to be like, see ya, dude.
Yeah, hate to see it.
Yeah, it's just awkward. I don't know if it's a spoiler to tell the theory that I read that I like.
You know, you can just say it.
I read a theory that he ends up with Kelly.
I actually want to hear this theory.
That is the way the season can end. Let me find it.
Because honestly, there are no spoilers. Like, no people know who the final two is, which we will not say, but, like, I'm sure you can guess. And no one knows what happens after that. Do you think at some point... I also think at some point he could be, like, so devastated by Maddie leaving, but then have accepted that he's going to, like, settle for Hannah Ann, and then Hannah Ann being like, wait, dude, like, what the fuck? Like, you can't be still, like, I'm still here. Like, why are you still so sad about Maddie? Like, get over it.
Yeah, see, I am actually, I'm actually very into that idea of, like, him, he's like, I guess I'll go with Hannah Ann, and then Hannah Ann be like, wait, what? No thanks.
Yeah, I would like that.
Okay, I can't find the original post, but it was on Reddit, and someone said that they think that he's with Kelly now because essentially his whole family follows Kelly on Instagram, and they don't follow anyone else, which is suspicious. His dad follows 52 people, and one of them is Kelly?
Yeah, that is kind of suspicious.
What actually. Are the chances?
And she's not at the Women Tell All next week.
And that was another reason they were like, maybe she's not at Women Tell All because they don't want it to be obvious, and then they're gonna bring her out for after the final rose. Like,
but I never saw
him in that conversation in that white shirt. Like, what if that's him going and trying to like get Kelly back?
That would be so LOL.
He flies all the way back to the U.S.
Why? I mean, don't get me wrong. I loved Kelly, but...
I'm fine with that ending.
I never saw, like... Other than their initial comfort when, you know, they're all coming into the mansion and Peter's like, I've seen you before. We have spent some time together. Yeah. Like, you, yay. Other than that initial, like, comfortability, what the fuck word would that be? Comfortable?
Compartmentalized?
I don't think so.
I'm just kidding.
Other than that, I feel like that initial connection just kind comfort. Of fizzled.
You just want comfort.
With
no suffix. Comfort.
Yes, that initial comfort. It just fizzled since then. So for him to just be like, wait, the person I need right now is Kelly Flanagan.
Well, in my mind, it's going to work like this. He's going to be sitting in the room, and he's just going to be like, it's going to come back to him in a flashback the moment she said, you know, relationships could be fun. And he's going to be like,
oh, that would be like a rom-com.
He's going to be like, the answer was in front of me all along. Relationships don't have to be miserable and make me cry. Let me go back to her. And then he's going to get on a plane and he's going to fly to wherever she's from.
Chicago.
And he's going to be like, I know you weren't expecting this, but I want to be with you. And she's like, cool, whatever.
I know, that's literally going to be your answer. Like, okay.
And then they live happily ever after.
That would be nice.
That's my ending.
I mean, that would be an ending no one's ever expected, because Chris Harrison has built this up to be an ending like we've never seen before.
They always do, though. I don't trust that man.
No. He is like a robot at this point. I don't trust him either, because Chris Harrison is also like an executive producer of this show. Like, he is in on like the evil masterminding. Like, he is not... Right, he's not just some nice, friendly man who comes around to, like, narrate every now and then. Like, he's sitting there in the control room, having these people confide in him and, like, acting as their friend to their face, and then going behind the control room and, like, putting them in these pressure cooker, terrible situations.
He thought that maybe it was a bad idea to send Alea home. Bring her back! Yeah.
Gaining so much trust from the lead and, like, really, like, that's one thing if you're just, like, a normal producer and you're like, yep, this is my job, like, I'm a shitty person. But Chris Harrison, like, tricks them. And I feel like they're all like, yeah, Chris is my friend. Like, Chris has my back in this. And he's sitting there like...
I know. But I... you're
he's sitting like the here, Wizard of Oz behind the curtain.
You're sitting here saying all these things and I'm going, oh, my God, I hope Chris Harrison never finds out what we said about him, because I'm scared of that man.
Oh, yeah. He definitely knows some people. If I'm dead next week from a suicide, it was not a suicide. Guys, it was Chris Harrison.
Yep. Just keep that in mind, everyone. So, Chris Harrison did it.
Chris Harrison did it.
All right. Well, we got to the end of the episode.
We got through it, guys. And I'm sorry for our lack of enthusiasm. And I'm sure you guys are feeling it, too. Because this has been a rough one.
The biggest problem with the episode, no rose ceremony, so no points in our bracket.
Oh, I honestly forgot to fill mine out. So that's good.
Just because the show didn't give you a rose ceremony doesn't mean we won't. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Rose and thorn. Wasn't that so good?
That was so good.
What do you got? Hold on.
I did not plan mine ahead of time,
there's getting to be less and less people.
I know. So, Rose goes to... I feel like I've given this one before, but... Hannah Ann. Because I think, at the end of the day, Peter doesn't know what's good for him or what he wants, but at the end of the day, dude, you should just date... Don't get engaged, just date Hannah Ann.
She gets your rose?
Yes.
Okay.
Because she is the most compatible for him. She is already moving to Los Angeles. There's just like, Peter, I think you need some experience in relationships and you have a lot of growth to do. And obviously, like, that can't happen unless you're in relationships. And I think Hannah Ann would be a great place to start with really figuring yourself out and what you want. And yeah, just this whole obsession with, like, nothing wrong with Madison. She seems like a very sweet girl, but... It's so frustrating to me how he has built up, like, the idea of her in his mind to be, like, this is the one and only person for me. When I just, like, dude, on paper, this makes no sense. You are not compatible. So, Hannah Ann gets my rose. And Thorn, yeah, there's, like, no other people. Like, I don't know, fucking Peter? Like, hate that guy. Sorry, Peter. Please come on our podcast.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to start with my thorn because my thorn's a throwaway, but my rose is, I worked hard on. No, I didn't, but I'm excited about my rose. My thorn, also giving to Peter. Mm-hmm. It's been said. I'm over it. Although I did want to mention before this episode ends, you alluded to this earlier, the people's reactions to Peter sleeping with people versus people's reactions to Hannah B. sleeping with people. What was your take on that? While we're still talking about Peter,
sure. So my issue with Peter has nothing to do with him sleeping with two other people.
Agreed.
And that's the thing. If he had had a monologue that was like, you know what, Madison? Like, because maybe if he would... I don't know, in an alternate universe where he's not even that into Madison and she's been pissing him off already and then she gives him this boundary and he's like, you know what, Madison? Like, you're not my wife. You don't get to tell me how I get to explore my other relationships. Like, my body, my choice. Jesus still loves me. If he gave that same monologue, I'd be like, okay, yeah, like, go off, Peter. My issue with Peter is that he seemingly wants to be with Madison but then ignored her entire boundary, did it anyway, and now is, like, so sad that she's sticking to exactly what she said. That's my thing. So that's why I think when people are saying that they're comparing the two, I think that's not why people are annoyed with Peter. It's not that he slept with two other people. It's that
No one's shaming him for sleeping with anyone.
Right. I'm just shaming him for ignoring the wishes of the person who he claims is the person that he's in love with and wants to be his top choice.
Right.
That's what I'm shaming him for.
That was fair.
I feel like Madison has done such a good job in articulating herself in a way that is so not Luke P that the comparisons there are just, like, not BS. Fair. Because she's been very, like, I'm not judging you. I don't expect you to have the same beliefs as me. Like, this is just what I've chosen for myself. Blah.
Okay, great. Yeah. I just wanted you to get to say that because you didn't say it and I wanted to get to say.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and my rose is going to the cameraman on the building for that climb.
Oh,
because I don't know if you noticed the camera work there. Like, normally when they do those things, they have, like, a GoPro on their helmet.
Right.
That was clearly someone climbing backwards up those stairs in front of Madison. And I'm just watching it going, oh my God, someone is filming. And you know those cameras are, like, big. And they're panning out. Like, they're moving the camera, climbing up this building. And just shout out to that man or woman because... Ooh, you could not pay me to climb, like, with a parachute attached to my body. Like,
I would not do that, Dave.
No. That took some guts. So I just wanted to shout out that person.
That was so observant. That was really, really beautiful.
That was my favorite realization of the episode.
Great.
But that's where we're at, where I have to cling to the unseen staff on the show in order to find someone to shout out. But that's
fine. All right. Well,
two more to go!
Well, I don't know. I don't know how many episodes the finale is going to be.
Oh, let us pray that it's just one long 3-hour episode.
No, it's not going to be. Are you kidding?
It's
going to
be, like, a 2-hour episode every day for a whole week.
Well, so I think... I'm just going to give a little spoiler, whatever. We know Victoria is at the Women Tell All. That is a fact.
Okay.
And, yeah, spoiler alert, guys, she's not in the top two. I feel like we kind of knew that. Or yeah, should I take that part out?
I don't know. Get over it. I don't care.
All right. Well, whatever. So what I think next week is going to be, they're going to show the beginning, like the rose ceremony, whatever happens there, and then go into the Women Tell All. So then I think really what we're going to have, we need two episodes because it's going to be...
One-on-one and then after the final rose. We are going to have two episodes.
We need two episodes.
So we have three episodes.
Maybe three episodes. Maybe seven episodes. Who knows what more content we need.
But by the 9th, we'll be done?
Maybe. Well, but I'm also curious because... So much, because the season has not been spoiled, I think a lot has changed and gone down after the finale that they filmed. So, that was my whole theory is why they gave us a random episode on a Wednesday.
That they needed
to add extra episodes to explain everything. It's going to be like, oh, and then he picked Hannah Ann, and then he was like, oh no, he's chasing after Madison. And then 4 weeks ago, Madison slid into his DMs, like some ridiculous.
Is next week just Women Tell All? It's just one episode next week?
I think so.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah, maybe Hannah... I don't know. Will Hannah Brown come back?
Who knows? But people are saying that she's not going to be the Bachelorette because she just committed to Dancing with the Stars.
I saw that, too.
So that was a bummer for me. Not for her, but right. For me.
Yeah, same. But do you think she'll be with Peter? Maybe he'll be like, actually, I hate all of you girls. I'm only in love with Hannah. Anne. Oh, no, not Hannah Ann. Hannah B. Hannah B. So confusing to me.
That would be fine, Hannah's. Too.
Would it be? I feel like after I've seen the way he acts.
Yeah, maybe it wouldn't.
I'm like, Hannah B, like, get a better guy. which we know you can't. Or have no guy, but, like, Peter sucks.
Boo, Peter. And that's the end of our episode.
All right.
Follow us at Bachelor Lab. I don't remember what yours is.
At Jackie Maroney _, because famously, the real Jackie Maroney is a grandma that will not trade handles with me. I have DM'd her and asked her specifically. She did not get back to me. So maybe DM at Jackie Maroney.
She's just a grandma. Tell her to give up her username.
Yeah, that would be really nice. And
like
yeah.
Us, subscribe, like and swipe
subscribe.
Up.
Tell your friends also too.
Yeah. We're not, whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't care.
Bye. Wait. Do 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 do. That's the outro. I forgot about my part. It's my part.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.